This is part two of District Ranger Elizabeth McNichols' Forestry Update, where she shares some news of the upcoming chapter in her life.
Habitat message. Have you seen any loons lately? The common loon, Gavia imur, has by now started the trek north for the summer. In spring, we did see a large group at Lake Muma swimming and fishing together. In the winter, loons do not have their typical black and white checkered back, iridescent black head and neck, black bill, red eyes, and a prominent white necklace. In winter, they have molted, and the loon is a dark gray above a white breast and belly, and the bill is a light gray with eyes dull to a deep reddish brown. You will know they are loons by the way they fish and their ability to stay underwater for long periods of time. Oftentimes, you will see a loon dive and come up in the water over 100 yards from where you last saw them. You will not see loons on land except during breeding and nesting season when they lay 1 to 2 eggs in areas including Canada, the northern United States, and Alaska, and southern parts of Greenland and Iceland. Their feet are set way in the back of the body, which makes walking difficult. Both male and female look alike, though males are significantly heavier than females. They mate for life, and both participate in hatching and caring for their young. Be sure to keep an eye out for them when they return this winter to Virginia. Today's two quotes come from scientist diplomat Professor Condoleezza Rice, who served as the U.S. Secretary of State from 2005 to 2009, and from Margaret Chase Smith, a Maine U.S. representative and senator from 1940 to 1973. There is no greater challenge, and there is no greater honor than to be in public service. Public service must be more than doing a job efficiently and honestly. It must be a complete dedication to the people and to the nation. Ranger, goodbye. This is my last radio program in the role of District Ranger. I am retiring from the U.S. Forest Service. For 38 years, I have served the American people. I started my career in 1981 on my birthday. I have dedicated many hours, days, and years of my life to the agency, caring for the land and serving the people. It has been an honor to serve the people of the United States. It is a privilege to work with some of the most amazing people I have ever met. I have had the opportunity to live and work in some of the most beautiful places in the country, including this beautiful part of the Appalachian Mountains. I am so grateful for the kindness and hospitality the community has bestowed on me. This beautiful place we call home will always be in my heart. I wish you happiness, health, safety, and a life filled with love, kindness, and compassion. Blessings to you all. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Elizabeth McNichols.